One of the things that I'm scared to do the most is gifting. How to find the perfect gift for the people that you and I care about. Well, sometimes I buy the gifts. My mom is here, so I can't lie, okay? Sometimes I buy a gift and it's too expensive. My mom wouldn't wear it. She just put it in the closet and just look at them because it's too expensive to wear. Sometimes you buy a gift and people don't like it because it's not their style. It's not what they want. It's not the current trend. It's not the current fashion, or it's what they don't need. So gifting becomes dreadful sometimes because we don't know what to give. And sometimes the person who received the gift are not appreciative of the gift that is being given. I know I was guilty of that when I was younger. I remember when I was younger, when my parents bought me a gift, sometimes I said, "Oh, I want a Game Boy. I want Pokemon. I want other things that are better. Mom, Dad, why can't you buy something that is better for me?" Or sometimes I complained and I said, "Mom and Dad, my other friends have other things that are much better. Why can't I have them?" You know, but then as I grow older and older, I try to recognize that the first gift that I have received in America that my parents bought for me was a very tiny gift at Big Lot. When my dad had his first paycheck, I told you last year, we went to Church Fried Chicken and we ate our fried chicken, and I love fried chicken ever since. And the second things that I remember, they bought me a small toy. Very insignificant. Very cheap. Doesn't cost a lot. But I knew that my parents gave me the gifts from their hard working and hard earned money. So from then on, whenever I complain or I start to gripe about the gifts that my parents give and why don't I have the gifts like my other friends do, I remember and I try to pray and try myself to reflect that the greatest gift that they have given to me is the gift of constancy. Day in and day out, they have worked so much to provide for me. That's worth much more than anything else I could have ever asked for Christmas. You know, at now I grow older too, turning 32 this year, today. I think the greatest gift is the gift of the presence of our family. My mom and dad didn't have to drive down here, but they did because they didn't want me to be alone on my birthday and on Christmas Eve. Did I have to ask them to do it? No, but they done it because they love me. Do I deserve it? No, but they done it because they love me. My mom has been cooking and we've been eating. And you know, it's the greatest joy ever. It's not about how valuable the gift is. It's about what goes into the gift, our heart, the gift of ourselves. My brothers and sisters, that is the same thing for God. God could have given us the greatest gift there is, but we would change our mind the next year because the trends keep changing. Next year, we want the next best things. And God, if He only provides what we want, then He's going to be chasing after all the things. Then He simply becomes a provider. He simply gives us the materialistic things, the things that we want, but not the things that we need. So He wants to give us a gift that comes from the heart, the gift that out of love, the gift of Himself to us. He gave Himself to us and became one of us. That is the greatest gift ever, the gifts that come from love, the gift that is love, that is God Himself. So are we appreciating the gifts that God has given us, the gift of Himself, and receive it with full gratitude? Or are we still griping? Oh God, I don't need you. I need the biggest 65-inch SUHD TV. Oh God, I need the newest Surface Pro. Oh God, I need a newer F-150. Oh God, I need this and that. I know you love me, but I want some more. Will that make us happy? Yeah, for a small moment. But the real things that make us happy is that God is with us and He loves us. He loves us doesn't mean that He will give us everything that we want, but He will give us everything that we need for our maturity in the faith and our maturity in the way of love. And sometimes it's hard to swallow. I know God had challenged me many times in my life where I have said to Him, why did you do it? Why? And even now, a couple of days ago, I had to go anoint two people who are on their deathbed. And I asked myself, wow, Jesus, this will be the hardest Christmas for them ever, spending the last days with their loved ones. How could you do it? Yes, I believe that everything God has given us, He does not give us a perfect answer according to what we want. He gives us the thing that helps us to continue to grow and to trust in Him. At those moments when I have to stand at someone's deathbed, I have to say, Lord Jesus, this is beyond my pay grade. This is beyond what I can do, Lord. Your people need you. Your people need to recognize that you are there for them. Please do the things that I cannot do to heal them this moment, to comfort them this moment, to give them the answer at this moment. Lord Jesus, please let your people know that you are with them. My brothers and sisters, perhaps many of us are going through similar situation. Perhaps some of us are attending Mass today by ourselves and looking around and say, where are my families? Perhaps some of us are struggling right now emotionally, financially, psychologically, or personally, and we ask the hard questions. And we ask, why? Where are you, God? And perhaps I can tell you right now, I don't have the answer for you. He does. He does. The Lord Jesus has the answer for you. And He is inviting you to seek the answer in Him, the answer that is not simply intellectual, that is not simply psychological or based on the emotion, but the answer that's found in love. The answer that might not make sense, but the answer that know that no matter what happened, God is with us. He is the Emmanuel. God is with us. Look at you right now. Look at the people around you right now. You and I might not know them personally, but I can tell you right now, some of these people, I know that if something goes wrong with their neighbor, they will go the extra mile to help them. That's the presence of God in our midst. And I can tell you right now, and I can make that promise for you right now, if something happens to you, if someone ever come in here trying to take your life, I will exchange my life for you. And if something happens to you, and if you need help, I will try my best to be there for you. Because I do love you, because you are loved by God. I'm not doing it because I want affirmation or confirmation from you. I'm doing it because I love you genuinely, because God had loved you first. My brothers and sisters, this world becomes so dark so cynical, so cold without God. Because we only chase after the things that make us temporarily happy, but not the things that pertain. Look at the people around you, especially your family members. I hope you can go home and make this commitment to them. I might not have the perfect gift for you that you want, but I will give you myself. I will give you myself. I will care for you. I will love you. I will be there for you whenever you need something, because I love you. Children, young people, if you recognize that love from your parents day in and day out providing for you, you will already know that you already have everything that you need, not what's going to be in the presence tonight. Those are only the extension of whatever they have been giving you day in and day out. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, this Christmas, I invite you to give the gift of yourself. The gift of yourself to God and the gift of yourself to one another. Just that God has given himself to us, all we can do is respond to him and we say, "My God, I come to you maybe with all my doubts, with all my questions, and sometimes I don't want to go to church, sometimes I don't want to pray, but I'm doing it because you have asked me to. I love you. I know my love for you is not perfect, but I'm giving you my all. I'm giving you myself. I'm giving you my love." And I hope that once you have encountered that personal and intimate relationship with the Lord, you can give that love and that relationship to other people as well, by looking at each other in the eye and say, "I will give myself to you. I will give myself to you because I love you." My brothers and sisters, if we cannot give the gift of self to each other, then everything else becomes meaningless. Think about that. If we cannot be genuine, be honest, and be real with each other, everything else becomes meaningless. Meaningless. Void, empty, temporary. Therefore, this Christmas, do not seek the gift that will change, but seek the gift that pertains, the gift that is real, the gift that is genuine, the gift that comes from the heart. Give to God your own heart, your own worship, your own desire, your own imperfection, your brokenness. Bring that all to God and lay it down to him. And you and I can say, "I give you my all, my Lord. And I ask you to help me share that same gift of myself to others, so I can be instrumental. I can be genuine. I can be honest. And I can give out of love to those who are around me." That's my message for you for Christmas. Because I believe if I can speak and I can list to you all the exegesis and tell you all about the scripture, but if that did not make sense to any of us, then faith did not make sense at all. It becomes and it begins with a personal relationship with God. It begins with us laying down our life because he had loved us. And when we're able to do that, then we have someone to trust in, someone to journey, maybe someone to yell at, someone to come and pour our heart out to him and have him be with us when we need him. My brothers and sisters, I wish you a Merry Christmas. What did that mean? Christmas is not only December 24th or December 25th. I wish you a Merry Christmas that each and every day of your life and of my life is Christ-centered, is Christ-filled, is Christ-focused. So that when every day become Christmas, every day become Christ-filled and centered, then we will be able to give each other genuine gifts of love. We hear what the Lord through the angel said to Saint Joseph today. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to fall in love with God. Do not be afraid to believe. Do not be afraid to continue to trust in Him when you and I don't have the answer. Because at the end of the day, God is not Google. God is not anyone like Siri that gives us the answer. God is there to be with us and with us to continue to love us deep from within. So choose, my brothers and sisters, to be with God, to remain with Him, and to rest in Him. May you and I, may each of our day, every day of our life, become Christ-filled. Then we can truly mean it from our heart by saying, Merry Christmas. May all of our days be joyful in Christ who hath loved us and who hath given Himself for us.